Hello, everyone. Happy Friday Eve. I'm Coy Wire here with your news for Thursday, September 18th. Let's get fueled up on some knowledge and information so we can be a little better today than we were yesterday. We begin in the United Kingdom, where an historic state visit by U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump is underway. A state visit is a formal invitation by the leader of one country to another. This invitation came from King Charles III, who, along with wife Queen Camilla, gave the couple a royal welcome to Windsor Castle, ahead of a day full of pomp and pageantry. President Trump's first state visit across the pond came in 2019 during his previous term, when he met with the late longtime monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, who died in 2022. The visit prompted a massive security operation around the royal residence as demonstrators took to the streets in protest. The U.S. president's presence is bringing mixed reactions from residents. CNN caught up with some Brits who turned out to catch a glimpse of the action.
I'm here because I'm a full supporter of Trump and the free speech movement. I think we need Trump. If it wasn't for Trump winning, then the whole world, Western world, would be in an utter state.
I think he's against women. I think his policies are dangerous globally from a financial point of view. Charlie shouldn't have agreed to it.
This state visit is important for historical reasons. It's also important for political reasons. So on the basis of that, absolutely fine.
The president will also meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who hand-delivered King Charles' invitation to President Trump back in February during an Oval Office visit. The two are slated to discuss U.S.-British trade relations, a nuclear energy deal, and Russia's war in Ukraine. If you're interested in learning more about the British government and the royal family, be sure to check out our full 10-minute episode that aired last month, The Role of the Monarchy, The Role of the Crown. You can find it on our YouTube channel or CNN10.com. This next story is for all of us American history buffs. The U.S. National Archives is celebrating 250 years of America's freedom this week, honoring the signing of our Constitution. And for the first time, the entire historical document will be on display at the U.S. Capitol, including the original Bill of Rights and more than a dozen amendments. The exhibition also features something quite rare, the fifth page signed by George Washington, which instructed states on how to implement the Constitution, and the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. The historic documents will be on display in the Capitol Rotunda until October 1st. Could the poster child of extinct animals, the dodo bird, make a comeback? It once roamed the island of Mauritius before dying out about 400 years ago. But a team of researchers at Colossal Biosciences says they're now one step closer to possibly resurrecting the feathered, flightless giant. They say they've successfully cultured specialized cells from a pigeon, a distant relative. It's a significant step in their bid to bring back the bygone bird. They also want to bring back woolly mammoths, Tasmanian tigers, and dire wolves. Critics argue the Jurassic Park style endeavor creates a slew of ethical and moral issues, including concerns over the potential impact extinct species could have on modern ecosystems. One California community is on the fast track to cleaner commuting thanks to an epically efficient locomotive. The hybrid hauler, known as ZEMU, is the first self-propelled zero-emission passenger train in the U.S. It runs on nothing but hydrogen fuel cells and battery power, and it emits only water vapor. Despite its unmistakable blue paint job, the eco-friendly Iron Horse is the greenest ride on rails. Engineers say during testing, it set a world record by traveling 46 hours on one fueling. ZEMU's $20 million price tag is double its gas-powered counterparts. Officials say giving the community a chance to choose a cleaner commute is worth it.
It is more expensive to be first, but in this county, it was important that we look for clean solutions. And so we thought the investment was important. Quality of life aspects for people who live here in San Bernardino County, especially those who live near the corridor that it runs upon.
Pop quiz hot shot. What instrument is Louis Armstrong most famous for playing? Saxophone, trumpet, piano, or trombone?
Da, 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 da.
If you said trumpet, you are golden. Armstrong was born in New Orleans and is also credited with popularizing scat singing, which improvises melodies using nonsense syllables instead of actual words. Louis Armstrong, also known as Satchmo, was one of the biggest pioneers in jazz. The storied musical genre originated in New Orleans more than a century ago, and its ever-evolving legacy is a big part of the cultural fabric of America. Armstrong once famously quipped, "If you have to ask what jazz is, you'll never know." Now, one organization in New Jersey is using the transcendent power of jazz to transform the lives of a new generation of students, one note at a time.
Ready, go.
Growing up was tough. Music was really like the main thing that helped me.
Music can allow you to feel things.
I was one of those students that really needed Jazz House to give them a future.
Jazz was the one place in society where I was celebrated for being Indian.
When you come to the Jazz House, you see who matters most, everyone.
Melissa Walker founded Jazz House Kids back in 2002 to try to bridge the gap in music education.
Over 50% of the young people here, their families need some level of support. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's making sure kids have an instrument, they have a bus, they have tuition assistance. Part of our mission is to make sure that those doors are swinging wide open.
Hi.
Can we visit you?
Can I hear a little bit of it?
We allow far too many young people to not have access to the very things that would unlock their greatness. My greatest reward is seeing lives changed and transformed.
Playing the saxophone has helped me in real life, with school, with friends.
I think people just need that one person to like believe in them and push you forward.
I was able to, you know, have direction and make it to college.
Jazz just improves and boosts their achievement. You have to have that focus, set goals, manage your time, be able to make real-time life decisions.
The intergenerational communication that jazz provides is stunning.
I always think of jazz as the only place where you can get an 8-year-old and an octogenarian on the stage together doing something productive. The guiding principle here at Jazz House is to be the best you that you can be. And if we can do that and do it together, which is what you do on the bandstand. You're now watching Democracy in Action.
Wow, great job.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a tail-wagging rescue of a 14-year-old. Meet Cody, who was skateboarding around his hometown in Missouri when he accidentally fell 240 feet. Into a ravine. When he never came home, his parents alerted authorities and volunteers searched for the missing teen for nearly 80 hours. But then a brave bloodhound stepped on the scene, a canine hero named Daryl. The 6-year-old bloodhound was given a pair of Cody's shoes. With just a sniff of those shoes, the sensational Daryl tracked him down in less than 20 minutes.
20 minutes on a 3-day-old track, that's almost like unheard of. As a parent myself and 14-year-old, sorry, a little emotional. So this is best case scenario because he was found still alive.
I had put all my faith knowing that Daryl was going to find Cody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bubbles.
Cody spent a month in the hospital dealing with the injuries, but now he's back at school feeling pretty doggone grateful. All right, we have some Thursday thank yous. Shout out to Mr. Marcini and all of our friends at Eastern York Middle School in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania. Thank you for all the kind comments on our YouTube channel and much respect for all you're doing for your students. And this shout out goes to Mr. Draper at Yasuhara Middle School, Yas, in Spokane, Washington. Thank you for the drawings and letters. Rise up, everyone. Go out, be kind, give a friend a compliment, spark some joy. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.